Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Mike Westerdahl from CriticalBench.com. This is your weekly muscle building expert interview series. We've got Chandler Marchman on the line today. He's a local strength and conditioning coach. I'm right over in St. Petersburg, Florida, and he's right across the pond over in South Tampa. He's the owner of Elite Strength and Conditioning. It's a hardcore gym for athletes and strongmen. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Chandler's got a really cool blog. He's doing some really cool things with YouTube videos. And we actually have a mutual friend, Elliot Hulse. That's where we met probably about a month ago. We met up at like a fitness meeting, kind of brainstorming, talking about training techniques and how to improve our businesses. So we met there for the first time. I'm looking forward to heading over to his gym and learning some of these sick-ass training methods they got going on over there. So welcome to the call, Chandler. It's great to have you.
Appreciate you having me on, buddy.
Well, man, so how'd you get started in weight training anyway? How'd you get interested in it?
You know, I was always the fat, short kid. I wasn't always this big, but I was the kid that blossomed late. And once I discovered that I could respond pretty well and pretty fast to weight training, just it got up on me, man. I got the bug, and it's something that changed my life. And I've been at it since for about, 10, 15 years now. So it started with, just for sports, but then I realized after baseball ended for me, I was a baseball guy, that it worked for me and it allowed me to kind of channel that competitive drive that I lost from being in competitive sports, kind of channeled into that. So that's where I'm at today.
So how big were you in high school? Like, what was your height and weight?
Oh God, man! I was the fat boy. When I started, I was probably 15 years old. I'm about 6 foot right now. I was probably, I'd say 5'3", weighed about 150. I was a little cream puff, like I said, and it just, it clicked. I got tired of being the fat kid, and it really helped. I mean, football and baseball, all that started, and I stuck with baseball, and it really took my game to another level. But it really kind of took hold when I got out of sports and was able to devote time to not only the training and right training, but also nutrition and really learning about how the body works and how to optimally get the results you want.
Yeah, I mean, for the people listening that haven't seen your picture, you're pretty big dude now. What are you weighing in at now? You said you're 6 foot. Let me guess, like 225.
Yeah, I'm always hovering in between 220 and 225. I just finished a little 12 week transformation deal at the gym. A lot of the kids went through, and I'm off of that now, so I can be a little bit more slack with the diet. So I'm always a cheeseburger away from 220 to 225. Depends on what I eat.
Yeah. Well, burger, that's good for you. Red meat helps you grow. Yeah, 225 with abs. I've seen, and then strong at the same time. What was that video you just put up where you had the death squat contest?
Yeah.
Would you do in that? 35 reps with 365?
Yeah, it was 335 with the yoke bar, the spider bar from Elite FTS. They had, Dave Tate had his death squat video, and a lot of what I do with YouTube is create a lot of spoof videos, and it was just too irresistible, man. I actually surprised myself and got that many. I was shooting for probably around 25, but I just kept banging them out, and It was pretty cool. I like to think it was something that was pretty cool, and I went with it, and it was funny. Got a good response from people.
Yeah, we'll talk more about the videos later, but that was funny. That video, you had that guy in the green suit was hiding in the back of the truck, and he just like jumped out, opened the doors for you, and then jumped back in the truck. Like, I don't even know what that is. Some gym mascot that just goes around with you and opens doors for you everywhere you go.
one of my workers. This is funny. And we get all our guys that work with us to do some fun stuff like that, get them involved. So,
yeah, you guys will know what I'm talking about later when we check out the YouTube channel. But, I mean, that must have been really good for your self-esteem, just losing all that weight and getting in good shape. And, you know, how did that change you as a person? I mean, character and stuff like that for guys. I started off really skinny, kind of on the opposite spectrum of you. But how do you think weight training can benefit, you know, younger guys that are getting into it?
You know, Mike, it is unbelievable, the change. It is literally night and day. It literally changed my identity. You know, I don't like, you know, getting into the emotional side of things, but at the same time, I had no self-esteem. I didn't get any attention from any ladies, and I sure as hell didn't get any action on the field. It completely changed the landscape of my life, and from a personal standpoint, it developed a lot of the positive characteristics that I feel are the strong suits of me today. You know, discipline, accountability. I mean, you name it. The successful people in the world, they all have these attributes, and it's, you know, 100%. I give 100% credit to weight training and really push myself through that. It really built me into a strong person today.
Yeah, I mean, if you can discipline yourself and stay committed and change your body in the gym, there's no reason you can't take those same lessons out of the gym and excel in other aspects of your life, too. That's it's a huge lesson, for sure.
Absolutely.
So who would influence you? Do you have any experts or coaches or, you know, guys that were your go-to guys as you were learning? Who's influenced your training methods the most? Who do you look to in the industry?
You know, I started out really not knowing anything about training. I was literally the guy that just lifted weights and figured out what worked best for me. A lot of it started with just kind of the basic bodybuilding movements. And as far as who I really looked up to, in the beginning, obviously, everyone looks up to Arnold. You know, I got Arnold's encyclopedia from my aunt's boyfriend, and I read that back to I probably read it 3 or 4 times in high school. I was a kid. I was a bookworm for that, and I wasn't reading that. I was, you know, doing push-ups, lifting weights, you name it. I was a disciple to that book, and it did wonders for me in the beginning. But when I started to care more about performance, that's when I started to read more about Louis Simmons, what he's doing with West Side Barbell, and that really carried me through college. You know, from there, after I moved to Tampa, I got hooked up with Elliot, and Elliot's training. He had a lot of he had a couple workouts. I remember one day when I was doing a strongman training day with him. It was just a god awful workout, man. It was rough, but it was awesome. We did, I believe 25 stone lifts to a 52-inch platform with a 330-pound stone, and it was one of the things. It took literally probably, I'd say, 9 to 10 sets, you know, sets for it, and it was killer. And
yeah,
that really, it kind of got me thinking. You know, you knew how many reps you had to get, and having that accountability there really pushed me, I'd say, you know, 5 sets further than I probably would have gone. And that really stood out in my mind. I brought that into my gym, you know, literally the day after that I did that workout. And it's just been taking off since, man. Holding kids, you know, responsible, you know, accountable to a certain number, you know, given a certain percentage. And it's just, it's done wonders for me. But as far as, you know, people that have really influenced me, that's really it. It's, I've got other guys, you know, Zach Evanesh, just because he's crazy and doesn't really follow rules and just says, hey, you can do crazy stuff. But for the most part, I mean, I found a lot of success with blending in the West Side method with more of just the intensity of what I've learned from Elliot and everyone else. So it's really kind of pieced together well now, and I like to think I've got a bit of a polished product, and we're doing well with it, getting some good results here.
Yeah, that stuff's great. I mean, if you think about it, that's kind of like hybrid, where you've got some of the bodybuilding stuff from Arnold. You've got the strongman functional stuff and the intensity, as well as the strongman training. And, you know, for you guys that don't know Elliot, he was a pro strongman. Chandler's competed locally in strongman as well. And I think that workout originally came from Tom Mitchell. It's kind of crazy where, if you think about it, if you don't know what's coming up, people kind of pace themselves. But if you know, it doesn't matter how long it takes, but you have to get – how many reps did you say for the stone loading?
25, I think.
But 25, that's the whole workout. It's like take as many – if you can do it all in one set, you're done. If it takes you 3 hours, it takes you 3 hours. But there's no holding back. You know what you have to do, and you just work your butt off until it's finished. So, I mean, when you just have exercise after exercise and you're not sure what's coming up and stuff and you're not sure if you're going to be tired, people kind of hold back a little bit and pace themselves and stuff. So, I mean, that's definitely a really awesome intensity technique to use for sure. I can't even do one of those 300-pound stones once. I think I was doing like the 225 one, but that's no joke. I mean, how long do you think it took you guys to get all that done? 9 sets with like a group of like 5 or 6 guys or something?
I think it was around 5 or 6 guys. Elliot, Pat, Wilson, myself, and maybe 2 other guys that were doing it. But I mean, I was struggling with it, and it was grueling. I was literally for 2 days. I mean, I could barely stay awake. I was so tired. And
yeah.
I was sore. My forearms were chewed up. My chest was all scraped up. It was cool though, man. It took some serious testicular fortitude to get that, man. It was a grind. It was a great workout though. It was a great workout.
Yeah, man. So you've talked about some of the guys that influenced you, and you've spoken about some of these training methods. How would you explain your training methods overall? Are those the main techniques you use, or have you adjusted any of it?
A lot of what I said was pretty much I've taken what's worked. I like to think I want to build a strong, fast, explosive athlete with a little bit of a with some gas tank in them as well. So I look for the guys that are the strongest, power lifters, strong men, and I take how they train, throw them in the pot. I go for the bodybuilders, the guys that are able to gain a lot of weight, throw some of that into the pot, and do the same thing for the guys that are just trying to get faster. Go to the sprinters. How do they train? Do that, throw it all together, organize it, and it's doing well for me. But I got a lot of intensity in the whole aspect of it. One thing, and I know Lean Hyper Muscle has been awesome with this, and it's just kind of blowing the top off things, you know, proving all the naysayers wrong. The cardio aspect, first off, it just, you know as well as I do, it blows. No one wants to sit there and do 45 minutes of a jog or anything like that. And I always tell people, you don't need that to be lean. If you just want to look good, I mean, hell, I don't want to spend 2 hours in a gym. I'd much rather do a 45-minute or hour workout with some intensity and leave feeling like I did something. Plus, the great part about it is your results are, you know, twice as good in probably half the time. It's mind-boggling that people will continue to do the same things over and over and over again, get the same result, and still follow it. It's just, people amaze me every day, and if they would just trust that these principles work. I mean, they work.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't always carry over jogging, 5 miles, and then you bring that over to the football field. It's not the same thing, or all of a sudden you're in a fight or an MMA thing. That kind of conditioning is not the same kind of conditioning as, like max effort cardio or things where you're huffing and puffing the whole workout and training really hard. You're burning more calories. You're getting your workout done faster. I just think it's just a faster, better approach to things. So you do a lot of that kind of training at your gym. Tell us a little bit about your gym. Where is it located? What kind of clients do you have?
For the most part, we're located South Tampa. It's a small street right behind one of the main streets, 606 South Tampania. Pretty simple to get there once you've been there before. But for the most part, we work with all high school developmental athletes. all power athletes, and the biggest thing we're doing is just building that foundation for them. I always said I want my kids to be at least a year ahead of everyone else that they're competing against, and for the most part, they are. You know, the kids that come in here and really get after it, it's astonishing the results they get. I remember, you know, I wasn't able to bench press 225 until I was in college, and I've got 140-pound freshmen within probably, God, you know, 3 or 4 months up in their bench, you know, 50, 60 pounds, you know, just by correcting their form and their training protocol, you know, working, making sure that
awesome.
The periodization of what they're doing is spot on. I mean, it's amazing, you know, the results they can get if they just follow something to the T and follow it correctly. It's awesome.
And do you have mostly athletes, or do you have any other kids that just want to bulk up, or?
You know, we do. It's a lot of meatheads in here, a lot of high school kids as well that just want to be big and pack a little punch. A lot of guys that are kind of washed up meatheads too, and you know it's a community in here. Everyone works hard. Everyone kind of has each other's back, and it's almost like a cult, man. You're either I want my kids to. You know, it to be painfully obvious to other coaches, you know, for guys in high school to know who trains at elite in conditioning. And so far, it's worked.
Yeah. That's cool. And you've had some pro athletes and stuff too, but you had more enjoyable working with the high school kids.
Oh, yeah, man. They're great. They're awesome.
Yeah. So the website, if anybody wants to check that out, it's goelitesc.com. You can see some pictures and testimonials, get more information about the gym if you're in the area, see if you can stop by for a guest visit.
We have a week free trial for everyone, so I never want to feel like I'm hamstringing anyone. You know, sign up for the first day, you don't like the second, and I never see you again. That doesn't benefit me or anyone else. So I want people to come in, get results, and have it pretty much set up as a results-oriented gym instead of just a sales-oriented gym.
Right. And it's not the gym for everybody anyway. This is for serious, hardcore people that want to work hard, not, you know, people that are lazy and stuff like that. It's not like a Plate of Fitness where you can't put more than 225 on the bar. So it's not for everybody. But if you want some serious results, you're an athlete, you're trying to get explosive, this is the kind of place. You got to find these kind of places. You got to have people that are supportive of you. You can't be at a gym listening to Celine Dion with a bunch of people complaining you're being too loud and stuff. You got to find the right atmosphere, you know, the other people that are really competitive and pushing you to your limits. You're only going to be as good as the people you surround yourself around.
That's true, man. That's true. You know, I always said, like, I want my gym to be the safe haven for the people that got kicked out of other gyms for doing what they should have been doing in the first place, lifting
right.
heavy weights, hanging around, and just, you know, we got a bunch of hardworking heathens in there, man, and it's, you know, they're getting unbelievable results and far better results than they would be getting anywhere else as far as the commercial gyms go. I mean, it's ridiculous what they, you know, do not let people do in some of these. I remember seeing, what was it, planetfitness.com? Or Planet
yeah, that
Fitness.
One's ridiculous.
Dude, they have some campaign of if you scream or something, you make any grunting noise, grunting.
Yeah, it's like even a little moan.
I mean, they'll kick you out. I've seen a couple YouTube videos of newscasters doing an interview
yeah.
with people that did get kicked out, and it cracks me up, man. You know, kids in here, if they want to, you know, scream, do whatever, man. Just come in, work hard, get your results. That's all I ask.
What's a good success story? Like, what's one of the biggest transformations you've seen at your gym?
Oh, gosh. You know, I think you know, there's a good bunch of them, but the ones that really have more sentimental value for me, you have your obvious the ones that look good, you know, guys that put on 20 pounds of muscle, but for me, it's more the kids that will go from, you know, not making a football team 1 year to making it and, you know, just, you know, killing it. So I would say as far as visually, you know, I got one guy, Justin Wilcox, who is an absolute freak. He did javelin for, I believe it was at the Freedom High School. Is that the high school around here?
I'm not sure.
And one of the high schools. He's been bouncing around. He's all over the place. He's a crazy guy. We call him a wild boy. But anyway, the kid is just, he's a phenom. He's 20 years old. He came in here within 6 months. He's already outlifting me, which I don't know. I like to think I'm a little strong, but
yeah.
not anymore. I mean, the kid went from jumping a 46-inch box to now he's blowing up a 56-inch box. I mean, that's 10 inches. His vertical went from 38 to 44. It's just phenomenal what this kid can do, and he's 20 years old. He put on, God, probably 15 pounds of muscle. This is all within, I think, probably 3 or 4 months of being on our program, and it's just a testament to what happens when you do what you're supposed to do, you train the way you're supposed to train, you eat what you're supposed to eat, and you take care of what you're supposed to, bottom line. He made the sacrifices, and he did what he had to do.
What's a tip for the listeners, then, if they want some kind of results like this? Like, what's some kind of food strategy, workout strategy? You got something you can give the listeners to help them try to get something like this? What would be your number one tip to help somebody pack on muscle that fast?
As far as training goes, keep it simple. Keep with the simple movements. You don't need anything fancy. Anything where you're picking a weight up, you know, a typical deadlift, squats, bench press, and overhead. You know, that's all we really focus on. We cycle on, you know, the percentages with that, and that's, you know, something that you can get more orange kid detail-oriented with the further on when you get more advanced. But when you're starting, just focus on the simple movements. You know, keep it simple, stupid. That's a really simple way to look at it. But people try to make it out to be something it's not. It does not have to be difficult. Don't overthink. And I think a lot of people do that. They see some things. It's all the functional training. All this got really big probably in the last 10 years. And I think it's kind of on its way out, or at least hopefully it is. But people, it seems like that they wanted to make training and getting results something that was more than it had to be. They wanted something that was kind of gimmicky and kind of sexy to look at, something different.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is, I mean, it's just, you don't need that. You don't need it at all. You need the simple movements, and that will get you the best results, plain and simple.
I agree. If I could pick just 4 exercises to do the rest of my life, I'd probably do bench, squat, deadlift, and overhead press, and that's it.
That's all you need. It really is. It's amazing that people kind of ditch what got them results in the first place. And history, I mean, look at the golden age of bodybuilding. Guys like Arnold and all of them, they did very simple movements. They just did it with insane intent. I mean, intensity they worked out with was unbelievable. And look at them. They were freaks, but I mean, they knew it was going to get them results, and you didn't see them do any of the, you know, crazy gimmicky stuff on stability balls and all that. You saw them doing man work, and that was that's what gave them the physiques that they had. Man, they did that. And they paired it up with, you know, taking care of their body. It's really, when you look at it, it's a no brainer. It's a simple equation. You know, eat, sleep, exercise. Do it over again.
Yeah, a lot of common sense. Even with the exercises, it might look like they're doing different exercises, but they're all just variations of the same few main movements.
The same movement patterns.
Right.
Different medians. That's all it is.
So, I mean, we talked about some muscle building here, but with the other athletes at your gym, some of them need quickness or speed training. They need to get that 40-yard dash time down. What kind of training methods, or how do you develop speed in the athletes that you work with?
Well, the first thing I tell them is, and like I said, you mentioned they're the high school athletes. They're all in what's called developmental stage. They're in the stage where they need to build that foundation of strength, size, and body control. What they don't realize, they see all this Nike Spark stuff, and that stuff is great when you already have a good foundation of strength. And even then, that's in conjunction with you know, the strength training that you're going to have to do. With them, as far as speed goes, I give them this simple equation. Linear speed, how you're going to – it's stride length by stride frequency. The frequency is what coaches seem to be falling in love with, running the agility ladders, doing this, that, and the other, thinking that's going to give them the results they want. Yeah, that's going to be great if your feet move really quick, but if you're not chewing up that ground, then what are you doing? You know, it's dumbfounding that, you know, they think that's going to make them faster. The way I explain it is you got to focus on stride length. Stride length will improve with the amount of force you can apply to the ground. How do you do that? You get them stronger. Plain and simple. You pair that up with the running form, you know, cleaning up any inefficient movements and making sure they're nice and limber, you know, focus on flexibility as well because they are athletes. They can't just be muscle bound. You got to focus on that. And it's amazing the results you can get in a very short period of time just by, you know, doing those couple of things. It's not something where you need any overspeed training. You don't need a overspeed treadmill or run downhill, you know.
Or parachutes behind you and all kinds of stuff like that.
Oh, God, like parachutes and stuff. Parachutes are one of the worst things, man. It's going to pull you straight up. Your running mechanics will be awful from that. But
it probably throws off your whole form.
Oh, it's amazing. Some of the things that these, like, perform better and some of these big equipment distributors, what they sell. And they have a lot of good things, too. But some of these things are just very gimmicky, and they're very eye-catching. They look good. And
yeah, it's like the same problem with the fitness industry with, like, the stability ball stuff and the Boost ball. They do it for speed and other training things, too. They got the same problems.
And let me tell you, you train a kid with the Spark stuff versus with what we're doing here, lean hybrid muscle, and let me tell you, I'll take my chances on our kids any day of the week. Our kids are going to put the other kids in the ground. They're going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Awesome. So let's talk about some of these videos you guys have been making. What's your YouTube channel? Everybody's definitely got to go check this out. I for these new videos to come out. This stuff is great. What is it? YouTube.com/GoEliteSC?
Go Elite SC, yep, just like
that's the YouTube channel. So, all right, so the latest video, you guys are talking about something about you getting a tramp stamp or something?
Oh, God. I've got a couple business coaches, one of them being Elliot, and other two, I've got Paul Reddick and Zach Evanesh. Well, Paul Reddick, you know, comes to Orlando this past Sunday, and we were talking, and Elliot was and somehow I got onto the concept of what video we're going to do next. He loves them because I think he has to play more straight-laced, and I think he likes someone that's ideas, getting us doing, you know, dumb, stupid stuff on camera. And you know, it's all, you know, fun and games for him. But you know, we just want to make people laugh. But as far as the tattoo goes, we really like the stuff Dan Kennedy is doing. One of the chapters in his books is about a demonstration, I believe, and really just kind of being the image of what your business stands for. And we are, I mean, Julius and myself, Team Swole Patrol, little shout out there. We really want to go balls out with this, man. We want it to be painfully obvious who we are and what we're doing. So we said, why not go full jackass and do kind of like Steve-O did and get a tattoo of the logo on our ass. So I'm thinking about it at least. They wanted me to get a tramp stamp. I said, dude, I can't do that. I'll do
There's like a beer commercial making fun of some guy that has that. Have you seen that one?
We've got some guys that'll come in here. We'll kind of they'll be doing rollovers or deadlifts or something. We'll see a tramp stamp, and it is just it's relentless. They don't hear the end of it. It's almost, man. If you have one, you better have some thick skin, otherwise you're gonna be out of the gym in a week.
Well, you guys gotta check out this YouTube channel because it's hard to explain, but basically they're, you know, educating and entertaining at the same time. So it adds a big, funny humor content while you're getting entertained and learning about strength and conditioning too. So this isn't some boring stuff going on. Probably my favorite video is the Swole Sister.
We got one coming up tomorrow. Then we got a little sneak peek for you. So we're gonna play off the Chippendales, the Saturday Night Live Chippendales skit. So, it should be entertaining. So we gotta go.
I'm a big Saturday Night Live fan too, so all that stuff's good. It's like the Jim Carrey from In Living Color. What was that character called?
Oh God, it was.
I can't remember, but it reminds me of that.
Varicosa, something like that. It's there's so much stuff we can get at. It's like sensory overload. We'll never run out of ideas.
Yeah.
And we got endless supply of stupid stored up in the think tank. So. Well, we'll always have something to give to everybody.
So what's Team Bull Patrol?
Oh, God. Julius, my roommate, and I, the huge guy who's next to me in some of my videos, you'll notice, or all of them, really, we went up to New Jersey with Elliot for the How to Kick Ass seminar. And the whole time we're just thinking, how can we really get an online presence, you know, pretty quickly? So... We really, both of us, had a lot of fun in college. We got the most out of it, and we really enjoyed the social atmosphere of it and kind of wanted to get back to that. We realized we could do it. We just didn't know quite how, and they called us Team Jackass while we were up there. Said, well, there's already a Jackass, and we can't really do that, so why not kind of roll with the whole meathead thing? And... we came up with Team Swole Patrol. It's just pretty much the duo of both of us, throwing up, two or three videos a week. One's always going to be a skit. Skits are always on Friday. And it's just basically us kind of making fun of ourselves and all the meatheads out there. We're a funny, funny group. And it's just a matter of kind of, making fun of ourselves and kind of taking light of the situation. People take everything way too seriously, we feel, and we want to lighten up people's day and at the very least, make them laugh.
Yeah.
If we can lighten up your day, that's 100%. That's what we're doing.
Cool, man. So, what's the craziest thing you've ever seen in the gym, whether it's your gym or another gym?
Oh, God, I wrote an article on this. I forget, I think it was like socially awkward situations.
Oh, yeah, I just put that up today, by the way.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so check out on criticalbench.com. We got Chandler added as a expert author. Got two articles up by him so far, and there's going to be more coming, so he's quickly going to become a fan favorite.
Wow. Pretty much that article, I listed some of the socially awkward positions that people are put in at the gym. And in the instance, the last gym that I worked at, it was a big corporate gym, and I couldn't do it. So I started mine, and it's been great. But anyway, back to the point. I will never forget this. There was some chick, and she must have just gotten back from the plastic surgeon because she was pretty big up top, and she was doing a little CrossFit workout, it seemed. And she was getting pretty intense with it. She must have been at the end. She was doing some burpees, I guess, to finish up. And literally probably around the last three or four, within the last three or four she was doing, one of her girls popped out. And instead of stopping, I kid you not, she had to have known because these were hitting her in the face. She had to have known, and she kept on with it. And I honestly had to applaud her for the intensity and devotion to getting the results that she was clearly getting, because it was I will never forget that. That was by far probably the coolest yet weirdest thing I have ever seen in the gym, and it sticks out to me today as the moment of all moments. I can never see that again. It will never happen again.
That is in your article. That's number five. It's ridiculous. So what do you guys have planned for the future? What are we going to see next from Chandler?
I really want to use the popularity of the videos we're doing to kind of get our training methods out there, and add it with a little bit of humor too. I never want to be taken so seriously. There's plenty of guys that have a good, strong foundation of knowledge on how to increase your strength and conditioning, but I want to add my own spin to it with humor as well. And I'm working on a couple projects right now. I'm helping with, I said, the lean hybrid muscle. I'm going to be really trying to put out some sweet stuff with that as a bonus, or I believe, or whatnot. But it's a lot of legwork I'm doing right now just to kind of get my name out there, and I'm sure everyone's going to enjoy all the stuff. If anything, it's going to be amusing. But people will be informed on proper training protocol and basically everything on how to become a bigger, stronger, better athlete, or just be a bigger, stronger meathead. So look-wise, too, you're going to look like a stud when you go through these training methods. And we're really just trying to leverage our knowledge to not only reach Hillsborough County and some of the other surrounding counties, but pretty much everywhere. I've gone through a lot in the past 15 years of trying to figure out what works best for me and for others, and I don't want to hoard that information. I want to help people out as much as I can, and I think this is the best way to do it. It's the easiest way to reach a broad array of people, and I'm really going to go for it and put in the legwork and do everything I can to help people get the results they want and what they deserve.
That's cool, man. And for you guys, he's got 4 free gifts that he's given away on his blog, too. So in addition to the gym site, Chandler's got marchmanstrength.com. So that's marchmanstrength.com is the way it's spelled. He's got 4 things you can get on right up there on that site. He's got the Meathead Meal Plan, 8 Rules for Kicking Ass and Taking Names, 7 Mistakes Athletes Don't Know They're Making and How to Fix Them, and Better Form for a Bigger Bench, which I know all you guys are interested in. So you can go grab those over at Chandler's blog, read some more of this training information, and get entertained at the same time. So definitely check out that blog. Wrapping things up, Chandler, is it possible to build muscle and burn fat at the same time?
100%, man. That's what it's all about. You know, like I said, when you do you have lean hybrid muscle, that kind of opened my eyes to everything. And I don't care what people say in all these books and all this literature, it's the proof's in the pudding, man. I mean, if you train heavy, you have the metabolic conditioning, and you train with intensity, you're going to get bigger. You're going to put on muscle. You're going to burn fat. It's a no-brainer. If you just kind of devote some time to it and really kind of step off the ledge and trust what we're doing, you will get the results that you see in all these magazines. All of everything you're hoping for, you will achieve.
Definitely, man. It was awesome having you on the call. Thanks for, all the support, and looking forward to grabbing some training sessions with you, checking out the gym. So it was great having you on the phone. I think everybody learned a lot. So thanks a lot for your time, man. And we'll get together real soon.
Absolutely, buddy.
Anything else you wanted to add, or anything we left out?
I think we covered it, man. Only thing else I can think of is trying to figure out, like I said from our video this morning, I'm still wrapping my mind around whether or not to grow a mullet or two or what. But anyway, no, man, everything's good. I appreciate your time, and I just hope the people that are listening can realize, like I said, we've got the ticket for you. You just got to, really show some faith in what we're doing, because it's working. It's unbelievable what Mike, what Elliot, myself, what we're doing here. And it's if you just give it a chance, you will be amazed at what can happen if you do.
All right, cool, man. Hey, anybody's got any questions, I'm sure we're going to have Chandler on again. So feel free to email questions in, post them on the blog, and we'll get them answered next time we get another interview set up for you. So thanks a lot for listening in. Thanks for your time, Chandler. Talk to you real soon, man.
All right, appreciate it, buddy.
All right, see you.